Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jewish Stories and More. This story is an amazing story, and the reason I know it is because it happened to me. Many years ago, when I first became a chassan, when I first got engaged to marry my wife, there was a custom in the yeshiva of 770 Eastern Parkway at the Chabad headquarters. And that custom was that chassanim, bachurim that had become engaged, had an opportunity to put a chumash at the Rebbe's place and a tillum at the Rebbe's place. And on Monday and Thursday, the Rebbe would come into the small Beis Medrash upstairs in 770, and he would listen to Kriyas HaTorah, and he would follow the Kriyas HaTorah in whatever chumash was put on his stender, on his lectern. The same thing with the tillum, that after the Sefer Torah was put back in the Aron HaKodesh, while the Chazan was saying Ashrei Uvel HaTzion, the Rebbe would take whatever tillum was there on the stender, and he would say a couple of chapters of tillum from it. I believe it was his chapter and his wife's chapter, meaning that the year that a person is going into corresponds to the chapter of his tillum for that year. So, for example, if a baby could say tillum, a newborn baby, the first year of its life would say chapter Aleph. The second year, going into the second year, the baby, if it knew how to say tillum, would say Beis. So let's say now the child is 10 years old, and he probably, or she probably can really say tillum. Now, their chapter of tillum at 10 years old is Yud Aleph, because they are in their 11th year. Birthday marks the year that you have just completed. So the first birthday marks the end of the first year. So the Rebbe would say his chapter of tillum and his wife's while he was waiting for the chazan to finish Ashrei and Uvel HaTzion for Kaddish Sholem, different parts of the morning prayers. Okay, so I became a chassan, so it became my turn to purchase a chumash from the store and put that chumash on the Rebbe's stender, on the Rebbe's lectern. And the Rebbe came in that morning, and during Kriyas HaTorah, during the reading of the Torah, the Rebbe followed the Kriya. He followed the reading in the chumash, which I had bought and placed there, a nice big red chumash. When the Rebbe finished and left the room, of course, I took the chumash, and that was my chumash because I had bought it, and now it's a chumash which the Rebbe had used. Now, of course, I right away wrote in there that the Rebbe had used this chumash on such a date, which was actually Chav Gimel, the 23rd day of the month of Teves, Tav Shin Mem Beis, the year Tav Shin Mem Beis. And I also put the time, and that was 10:15 to 10:30, because that is when the Rebbe would come in for that Kriyas HaTorah, 10:15, approximately 10 or 10:15, and stay until 10:15 or 10:30. Okay, fast forward. The next year, by that time I'm already married, and it's Chav Gimel Teves, and my wife is in the hospital because she's having a baby. It's a good reason to be in the hospital. And it was Chav Gimel Teves a year later, and it was 10:30, and Baruch Hashem, that's when the baby was born. Later on, I realized that the baby was born, our first baby was born, Chayrocho, her name is, exactly 1 year, almost to the minute, that the Rebbe was using our Chumash. The Rebbe used the Chumash at 10:30, 10:15 to 10:30 on Chav Gimel Teves and Tav Shin Mem Beis, and our daughter was born exactly 1 year later, Tav Shin Mem Gimel, at 10:30 in the morning. What does this story teach us? Well, we don't really know what it teaches us, because we don't really know the significance of these kind of events. But in my opinion, I believe that when the Rebbe used that chumash, as the Torah tells us, any item that a tzaddik uses acquires, it gets a certain amount, a certain holiness. And especially a mitzvah object. The chumash is not just an ordinary object. It's a mitzvah object. and especially that is being used with a minyan and so forth. And I believe that Rebbe using that chumash at that time brought a certain bracha to us, who were the owners of the chumash, and therefore our baby, our firstborn baby, was born healthy and Baruch Hashem, everything fine, exactly a year later at that time. Now, can I prove that? Of course not. It's a feeling that I have, though. It's a feeling that I have that this was by divine providence. It's exactly almost to the minute, and that I feel that bracha came to us through the Rebbe using our chumash at that time. And this being our first child, Baruch Hashem, we were blessed with 10 children altogether. I felt that this bracha went through all of those years. What does it have to do with Mashiach? When Mashiach comes, full force, and the Geula, the redemption, arrives full force, there will be revealed godliness. And a tzaddik is a person who is able to reveal godliness in this world. So we see that when a tzaddik uses an item, it's not just stam, it's not just happen to use it, but there's something special about it, as we see from the story. And when Mashiach comes, this type of revelation will be all the time and in all places. We'll sense godliness, we'll feel godliness, and we'll be connected with godliness. May it happen immediately, and especially will it happen through you and me and all of us trying to increase in the learning of Torah, the doing of mitzvahs, goodness, kindness, learning about Mashiach and redemption, reaching out to our fellow Jew to help them to also come closer to Hashem, and may it be immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining us for Jewish Stories and More.